And this is KBOO Portland. It's 11:30 a.m. Coming up on the Radio Zine, we speak with members of the Chilean reggae band Aflora Reggae about the state of the educational system in Chile, the impact of the neoliberal economy and exploitation of natural resources, and the intention of their music to promote unity in the world. And thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support, and to all of you for listening to KBOO. Those of you who have not yet become members of the KBOO Foundation can remedy that oversight at kboo.fm. Just click where it says donate today. Stay tuned for the Radio Zine.
With me in studio are two members of Aflora Reggae. With us are bassist Felipe Cuevas and lead vocalist Javiera Russolo. And we're going to be talking about how they use their music to promote unity in the world, to elevate global consciousness, and to promote healthy and loving lifestyle. And also some about the politics of Chile and how the neoliberal economy is affecting the environment and other parts of the social environment in Chile. So welcome to KBOO. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, too.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.
This is your first U.S. tour, so tell us a little bit about Aflora Reggae, how you got together, and what is a little bit of the history of the group.
All right, we started 6 years ago. We met each other in a young traveler encounter gathering in the south of Chile. So I met the guys there. Some of them, they knew before. They were friends from the school. We decided to create the band. 6 years now, it's been a long way to get here. Many hours, every hours we rehearse. We never stop rehearse since we were born, yeah? So yeah, we had the intention to make music, to deliver a message of love, to deliver a message of unity through music. We love when the music dance our music, when the people feel happy. And with, at the end of the day, where they are go home with something new in their lives. Yeah, I think that's a little the intention of Aflora. It's also an invitation to grow yourself, to give everything you have for life, for the other people, for your own person. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. Aflora.
Is reggae popular in Chile? Reggae music? Is there a lot of reggae or not so much?
No, I mean, not so much.
Not yet.
Not yet. They were a band, a very famous band. There is a band, but the people in Chile thinks that the band is not exist anymore because they leave Chile. But yeah, music in general in Chile is popular. There are many people who go to the bars, go to the clubs, to the venues and the concerts. But it's not that big. The reggae scene in Chile is not that big. We have 4 or 5 festivals per year. I mean, international events with great artists. But I think for us, we're doing well because we're playing almost every weekend in our city or in other cities in Chile.
What is your city?
Santiago. It's the capital. We have other friends who play other kinds of music. Mm. And they play further much than us, 4 or 5 per week. Yeah, so there are other genres. Mm-hmm. More popular than reggae music.
You were part of the Puesco Fest?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that, what that was about, and how you came to be part of that?
We met LJ. You know, LJ is a US citizen, and also he lives in Chile. Mm-hmm. We had a tour 2 years ago in the south of Chile. So as a media campaign or something like that, we put stickers in every toll. In the highways, you have to pay. That's mm-hmm. one of our main issues now for our society. In Chile, everything is, you have to pay everything. Everything belongs to foreign corporations. In the south, we build stickers in every toll. So LJ saw these stickers. So when he went to Santiago, he went to see us, a show of us, and he liked the music. So he has this idea to make an event for the preservation of free rivers in the south of Chile. So he invited us, and yeah, we were very happy because this is kind of represent the what we want to do for a better society. So we went there with LJ. It was great, a great experience. First time also in Curarrehue, it was the name of the place. It was very, very nice. All the people, many native people from the south, it's the Mapuche people. They are still fighting after 500 years. They are still fighting, and now it's our own government, our own politicians who wants to take them off of their own lands. Yeah, so it was a great, great experience.
The festival, Puesco Fest.
Yeah.
Puesco. It was about, as you said, preserving rivers, yeah. Right? And what is happening to the rivers there?
In Chile, we have an issue with the power production. There are some people who say that Chile has many natural resources, minery mainly. We have to create new waves of power to
serve the mines.
Yeah. There are hydroelectric mm-hmm. stations, so they want to build hydroelectric stations and to get the people off. But in Chile, we think, we're pretty sure that there are another ways to create the power. We have the driest desert in the world in the north of Chile. We have many places with a lot of wind. Mm-hmm. So, I think it's possible to make an investment and do the right thing. Mm-hmm. But that's very expensive, we know. But it's not the right and the quickest choice to get the nature off their own course and privatize everything.
So that's the neoliberal philosophy that is so strong
yes.
in Chile?
Yeah.
And that's from a long time ago.
I think after Pinochet dictatorship, the last day of his dictatorship, he made many laws that we still have in Chile mm-hmm. because the 90% of the congressmen, the Senate. So it's a big quorum to change the laws. So now the opposition to our government, we have a socialist government, but the right part of the politicians, they just don't go to that position. So there's no quorum, we can't change the laws. So we have that issue in education. Your right for your house is also the health is the same. In general, you have to pay everything.
Everything is privatized.
Yeah, everything is privatized. It's not even privatized, Chilean privatized. It's foreign corporation. Our last government, he continued privatizing natural resources. We have, do you know Salvador Allende?
Yes.
He nationalized the copper. So that's like our main resource. But all the rest is going outside our borders.
What about Bachelet? How is she as a president, in your opinion?
Bachelet?
Yeah.
Bachelet. I think the opinions are split. Mm. This is our second, she's second government. I think the people likes her. But we're very disappointed. Mm. Very disappointed. There's a general feeling of not feeling all right with the politicians that we... But she has something like she's the mother of Chile, something like that. Mm. She knows how to handle the people, how to, do something to create a false sensation of everything is doing all right, we're working on it. But no, I mean, very ugly things continue happening. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to sound rude. No, rude. But I think in South American concert, we're doing all right as a nation. We have high levels of alphabetization. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the health is. Yeah, you have to pay for many things, but we're doing all right. If you see, maybe with all due respect, Bolivia and maybe Paraguay, Peru, some parts of Colombia, Ecuador. Yeah, we're fine. We are like
relatively, you're fine compared.
Yeah, comparing to you know our neighbors, we're doing fine. I think maybe it's the right way, but the thing is, the you get 100% of the resources, 90% go to 10 or 5% of the population. And all the 10% goes to the 90% of the population. Mm-hmm. And that figure is continue happening, it's still happening. There are the same families who have the power to give job to their own kind. Yeah, so it's in Chile you have access if you want to study, but you have to pay. You have access to everything, but you have to pay everything. So if you're going to become a doctor, you have to study, of course, many years, and then you have to pay
a
very,
money.
Very, very mm-hmm. debt, very big
so
debt.
So expensive. Yeah.
Education, just like the United States.
For me, for example, I am a music teacher. Mm. I study, but I have to pay my study with a loan. Yeah, so I'm still paying my first year, and I am a teacher for almost 10 years. Mm. I'm still paying. I have to pay for 8 more years.
Wow.
Because for me, in that time, was my only choice. This is it or this is nothing. I want to become a teacher, so.
How about you, Javiera? Do you have another job besides the band? Or?
Yeah, I'm a therapist. I work with Flower Bag, you know, Flower System.
Flower System.
It's like
nurseries.
Edward Bach, flower therapy.
Flower therapy, aromatherapy.
Yeah, some kind of.
It's similar.
Oh,
it's similar.
Okay.
And I work with the people with Thailandese massage and reflexology.
Do you also have loans to pay?
Yeah, too. Mm.
So that's part of the education system. There were some protests.
Yeah.
What was that?
There were a very big process, like was more than like a movement. 2006, mm-hmm. like the Penguin Revolution mm-hmm. was called.
The what? Penguin?
Penguin, yeah, because the the uniforms for the guys, yes, it's like a penguin. The colors are the same.
Wow.
Yeah, but nothing really happened with that in 2006. I mean, I say we because I was a student then. We only couldn't change one of the Pinochet laws was changed. But this new one, it was almost the same. It's almost the same. So, and now there's happening again. The response of the, you know, the answer of the government is to get lower. When you get a loan, you know, you ask for 10, you have to pay 12, right? So the government answer is, okay, now you have to pay 11. But you still have to pay more, you still have to pay, you know? Yeah. That's like the figure. So in the deep, the thing is going just the same.
The education is still the same problems.
Yeah. Now we are. We want to, in this case, I work now as a teacher, mm-hmm. But I work in a private school. We have national schools, like belong to the government, to the state, and that education is very poor because the teachers, we don't have the conditions to work properly. You have 40 hours in a room with your students, and then you have family in your house, you have other things to do mm-hmm. apart your job, and it's just a few money for such a big job. So no one wants to be a teacher in Chile. So we have this issue that many teachers do their, no, I don't know if they really do a bad job, but I can imagine if you have 40 hours, you don't get the time to prepare your lessons, to prepare your test and everything. Yeah, so the people in Chile now wants to, if you work 20 hours in a classroom, you need to get at least 5 hours of preparation those lessons, but you need to get paid for that hour because it's your job. It's not your job to go on your Sunday or, you know, holidays right. to correct the tests or everything. So
right, unpaid work on the holidays and in your free time, you end up working.
Yeah.
I read that, like you say, it's a stratified educational system. You said you have the national schools, and then is there some other kind of school, and then the private schools? Are there three kinds?
Yeah, we have three kinds. We have the private school. In Chile, we have, you know, the town, the city, mm-hmm. and it's split in municipios, like municipality. Mm-hmm. It's like a small district. So they run their schools in every city. We split in municipalities, and then they run the schools. So that's the state one. And you have another one who is half. You have to pay a part, and the state pays the other part. We have three ways.
Does that separate people? I mean, from the time they're young, poor children?
You know, every family choose. If you can pay, I think you will pay. For example, every politician's child are in private schools, of course. Mm-hmm. So they, they debate about how education should be, but their own children go to the private ones. So yeah, I think the private schools are the better education that you can get in Chile, because it's very, very expensive. So that's why the teachers are paying well. You have time, you have all the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You need everything. You have everything you need to do your right mm-hmm. job. But in the other one, it's not like that. You have many many children in one classroom, more than 40. For one teacher, you get very long school day is very long, from 8 to 4:30 in the evening. Yeah, so and for example, if you were born in a poor area, for sure your parents are poor as well. Mm-hmm. Your friends and all your environment, and there are many ways to get money, the easy way. So the people now they're. I think this is a personal feeling. I think in Chile, the people, like, they don't care anymore. They doesn't care. They stop caring about the other one, about being polite, being nice. If I can do something for my own profit, for my own benefit, I will. Mm. And I don't care who's next to me.
It's true.
I think when we were childs, you could see that in the street. The family's education was stronger. You get... You know, if you do something wrong, someone is going to tell you, hey, what are you doing? Even if you know him or not. But now the young people is like, no, they don't care.
They're what we
There's
might call...
There's many anger. I think they feel with the right to do it, because the older system is just so unjust with them. So I think they feel, yeah, but I don't care because I'm a victim. I think they're right, but yeah. So what I think that's the main issue: the unequal of the resources. I think for me it's very easy to see. So if you have, you know, the big cake, and you get just a small cake to all the people, and you have this big cake. Also, if you get a little piece, but you see, you're watching. Hey, why they have something? Why can I have that? Mm-hmm. Why can I be a professional? Yeah, so there are also many frustration. If you get in that, you can get very frustrated. But the people say, yeah, you have this chance. Yeah, you do have the chance. But it's very, very difficult, because you have the entire environment going to the wrong direction. Not easy to break.
We have that here, of course, you know, with the, you call the 99% and the 1%. And that was the whole Occupy movement was around that issue.
Mm-hmm.
You've mentioned Pinochet a couple times. Is there much sense of that history in Chile? Is that still with you, with the people, or what's that?
Yeah, we have like two parties, political parties from the right side. They call himself the center right, democratic right, but they are not. So they support Pinochet. They have pictures with him. They have many documents with him. So they are the same. Just the same, you know, the subsecretary of something now is the congressman of the former minister of something now is another thing. But I think in Chile people forget very easy. But after Yeah, you know, we have a democracy. And now we have a law that everyone older than 18 can vote, but you don't have to do it if you don't want. So we have like 3 or 4 million of young people between 18 and 25 who don't vote. They just don't vote. And we have many candidates. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have the Green Party, the Humanist Party, the Communist Party, the Socialist, the Right, the Center, Democratic, Catholics. But if they vote, we can change things. But I think the system, the people, the youngs, doesn't believe in the system anymore. They don't want this, want to, they don't care.
Don't care.
Like rebels?
Rebels.
Yeah, so, but... Yeah, there is one thing. After Pinochet, we have a president, was Patricio Elwin. After him, Eduardo Frei, the same party. After him, Ricardo Lagos. After him, no, Ricardo Lagos, he won with the 52%, something like that, of the votes. So there is almost the half of the population who vote for this other fella who is in the right party, the one who support Pinochet. 10 years after... dictatorship was finished. So that makes you think, what are we thinking? So he has this speech, free markets, you can get everything what you get. If you, you know, there is something like, this system is for anyone, but not for everybody. Mm. So that's why I think so many people support, still supporting. For example, my own dad, he supported Pinochet because he was from the south. He was very a worker, hard worker his entire life. He went to Santiago. He gets a job, gets a house, gets a car, and that's it. Now we have education, so he said, this is the way. This is the right way. You have to work. You have to work. You have to just do it. And I think that was okay for a time. But now the people want more. We have, we are more conscious about our rights. We know how this, the things work outside our borders. And we realize, and it's very easy to see now, I think with internet, with all the access to the information, that we can see that are many things not fair for us. Many, many things. So now the people, after the dictatorship, I think it's natural, 15 years or something, now the people... wants to everybody knows that we are not happy with the system. But at the same time, it's like nothing seems to happen, just by like shouting a lot. But then you have to work. And if you do too many noise, maybe you can go lose your job.
I'm speaking with two members of Aflora, or Aflora Reggae, Chilean reggae group. We're visiting Portland. You've been listening to Felipe Cuevas, he's the bassist, and also with us is Javiera Russolo, she's a vocalist. And we're talking about Chile and what it's like there and various issues related to the neoliberal economy. Your music, to get back to your music, do you try to deal with any of these issues in your music? How does your music relate to all the, what's going on in Chile?
We have a message of love, unity.
Peaceful.
That's the main message. We try to make the people feel good. We are not militant. It's not a reggae militant. We are not doing anybody to do anything. Just put the things in the table. This is what you believe is right. We believe in love. We believe in unity. We believe that we can be a better society if we respect each other. If you can see the people next to you, and yeah, we believe in like a strong the goodness. I don't know the word, the concept, but you know, the good and the evil. We think that the people is good. We believe in good. So like we're now like saying, okay, we know that we're all good. So not be good.
You mentioned that young people don't vote and they sound like they're not really involved. And I assume a lot of young people come to your concerts. Do you hope to energize them in some way?
We try to stay comfortable position. We are not give this that step to rise and, you know, all together do something. No, we are not calling to the people to vote, but yeah, we do not as a band. I do Javier as well and everybody, but not we don't have a
political presence.
Yeah, we don't have a political. Mm-hmm. We have other things, not political.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about your music and coming to the U.S. and anything like that, or anything you want to?
Un poco de la banda.
Sí, yeah, we this is our first international tour. So far, it's been great experience for us. We are learning a lot every day. Everywhere we go, we know something new. Now we have the chance to be here with you and with your audience. So it's been a great honor for us. We're very, very excited. We hope to grow with this experience. The people here in the US has been so nice with us. I think we didn't expect so much love here. It's been also tough. It's been very intense. You know, we are traveling by land from Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So we went to Mexico and then San Diego and then back to Yosemite National Park, Santa Cruz, Monterey,
Fairfax,
San Francisco, now White Salmon, Hood River,
in Berkeley.
So it's been a long trip. And you know, when you get 12 people together traveling 3 weeks, you can imagine.
It's crazy.
So sharing all our lives. Now we're sharing our lives. That's it. This is our first time doing that. So far, we're doing good. We're doing all right. We're very, very happy. And after last night concert, we're like recharged, full of energy. Now, what's next now? Mm-hmm. So thank you for inviting us to your program. Thanks to the KBU radio station and all your audience. We are Aflora from Chile. We hope you like our music. Also to stay in touch with us on our social media network. Yeah, mm-hmm. We have a website is www.afloraregue.com. Also, you can follow us in Facebook, in Twitter. Instagram. Please stay connected because we are going back.
Great. Thank you very much for coming in. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
With all your work.
Thank you, too.
Yeah. And let me tell people again, you've been to Felipe Cuevas and Javiera Russolo, and they are part of Aflora Reggae. And as Felipe mentioned, that's the website is afloraregue.com.
Thank you, Kathleen. That was KBOO's own News and Public Affairs Director, Kathleen Stevenson, with members of Aflora Reggae, a musical group from Chile, talking about educational policy, neoliberal economics, and its effect on resource use and allocation in Chile, and kind of their whole raison d'etre, or raison d'estar, to be more regionally appropriate. Speaking of regionally appropriate, you're listening to KBOO Portland, K220HR Hood River, 91.9 FM, and K282BH Philomath, 104.3 FM. It's 11:59 right now. AM. Yes, this is the last minute of the morning, so enjoy it, folks, because it's going to be noon very soon. A very special edition of Moving On with the one and only, the inimitable, and what a mensch, Ed Milnick sitting in for Lori and or Don Jacobson. Lori Sonnenfeld and or Don Jacobson. Bringing you an hour and a half of I don't even know what. You'll just have to stay tuned and find out for your very own self. And now, this.
Oregon Health Authority issued an advisory for the Upper Klamath on July 28th, which is still in place because of a persistent... The Oregon Health Authority issued an advisory